This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Tariq Appleby from Marriage QA. And today in our final reminder, we want to talk about the day of Eid and how as families inshallah ta'ala, we can follow the sunnah, we can have fun, we can celebrate this day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So the first thing we need to realize is that the day of Eid is a day of celebration and that everyone should be celebrating, the husbands and the wives and the children. But if the wives are spending most of their time in the kitchen preparing the meals, then you know it doesn't really mean that it's a celebration for them. And so we come back to this recurring theme that we have spoken about, you know, throughout these reminders, that we need to strive for simplicity. We need to simplify our lives so that we can concentrate on the most important things, and we can concentrate on worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to the musallah on the day of Eid and praying, you know, with the Muslims in congregation, and then going and visiting our relatives, and that we spend as much, you know, quality time together inshallah ta'ala, instead of people being separated because, you know, the husbands are out there, you know, doing all of those things and the wives are out in the kitchens, you know, preparing all of these elaborate meals. Rather, what we should be focusing on inshallah ta'ala is trying to fulfill the sunnah. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he on Eid al-Fitr, he would have, you know, a few dates, and then he would walk to the masjid and he would pray with the Muslims and, you know, give the khutbah. And then after that, you know, the Muslims would gather and they would embrace one another and they would, you know, make dua and they would say, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from you those deeds that we did throughout the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. And so, you know, the women are also part of this, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the Muslims to bring the women to the musalla, to go out, you know, into open spaces and to pray, you know, this prayer together. And so the women are definitely part of that. Even if the women are menstruating, they attend, but they separate themselves slightly from the area where the prayer will be, you know, where the prayer will be held. And even then, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted them to come so that they could, you know, see the Muslims and meet the Muslims. They could hear the khutbah and that they could benefit from that as well. One of the suggestions that I would like to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, to get the most out of your Eid celebration is to make sure that you have fun, but fun in the limits of the Sharia. So that we make sure that we are adhering to the dress code, you know, the recovering our awrah, that we are not, you know, applying, you know, excessive makeup, and we are not, you know, wearing, you know, things for both men and women. We're not wearing clothing that will expose our body, that is tight fitting, etc., or that is see through. And there's so many other things to talk about regarding that particular issue. But, you know, to summarize, to make sure that we are celebrating and that we are having fun and that we are happy in a manner that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the most important point. Also, another suggestion is to make sure that, you know, our kids are a part of this, and our families, and especially our young children, feel that the day of Eid is special, that the day of Eid is a day of celebration. One of, you know, the ways in which we can do this is to organize a party for the children, you know, hiring a jumping castle or something like this, and getting the kids to play, you know, and feeding them and giving them, you know, the kinds of treats that they love on the day of Eid. You know, we are sometimes very strict, you know, throughout the year, but the day of Eid is a day in which we can allow our children, you know, a little bit of leeway so that they can enjoy themselves inshallah ta'ala, and really understand that this is a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Go out and enjoy yourselves, be thankful, eat and drink, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand that this is a gift from Allah. It is, you know, we have fasted the entire month of Ramadan, and now on this day, alhamdulillah, as a family, as a husband and a wife, and as children, we are able to come together to celebrate the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now allows us to eat again, that Allah has allowed us to worship Him in the month of Ramadan, that, you know, we've excelled, we have worked hard in the month of Ramadan to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have this day of Eid al-Fitr, that we can go and we can enjoy ourselves, enjoy the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. And the most important thing that we have to remember through all of these reminders in conclusion is that marriage, if it is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a couple marries so that they please Allah, if a couple are committed to following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything that we have mentioned thus far, then if they do that, then they will be able to move forward and they will be able to live in happiness. There will be no regrets, there will be no disappointments, but rather they'll be able to deal with everything beautifully, because the sunnah is beautiful, it leads to beauty, it leads to that which is better, it leads to the best ways and the best character. And if we are committed as a couple, if you are committed, you know, as a husband or as a wife, to following the sunnah in every one of your affairs and everything that you do, inshallah ta'ala, you'll be able to, you know, you will be able to realize the beauty that the Sahaba were able to realize through their commitment and their implementation of the Sunnah. They saw it in everything that they were doing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all of our acts of worship during the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that the month of Ramadan be a means of every couple coming closer together, that you and your husband or you and your wife, you come together and that you work together for the sake of Allah, not only in Ramadan but after Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the best of this life and the year after. Jazakumullahu khairan, and until we meet again, jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.